Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
This is Jed Smith from Prevent Connect, and today I'm very pleased to be talking to Denise Ann Evans, a filmmaker and national speaker who has recently just finished production of Spinning Game, the college hookup culture, and is traveling with it nationwide. How are you, Denise?
I'm doing great this morning. Thanks for having me on, Chad.
I really appreciate your giving us a chance to talk to you and learn about your film. Could you tell us what your documentary is about and who you intend to be watching your film?
Yeah, absolutely. My documentary is on the college hookup culture. My documentary is a 35-minute educational piece that I made over a 3-year period. I originally started with a feature documentary, and then I took 35 minutes from that, and I made an educational piece that prevention educators and colleges and high schools can use. And my journey started really at the level of college sexual assault awareness. And I had a friend at a university that is a psychologist and head of the sexual assault responder unit on campus. She came to me to make a film about the hookup culture as it relates to some of, you know, the more alarming things happening on campus, like alcohol abuse, like sexual assault, and definitely issues surrounding consent. So that is where I started on my journey. And the university originally funded my program, but then the funding fell through, and I started on my own path and made my own documentary and learned a lot more on that process as I continued to talk to students, and the layers just kept peeling back of all the different, you know, voices they were telling me, you know, voicing their concerns, complaints, questions, just a lot of information came to light, and so that's how I got started with my documentary. And it does cover the risks, reasons, and realities that students face within the college hookup culture. It's pretty much a sounding alarm on the different things that, you know, they will be faced with and are faced with on a daily basis. And I do cover peer pressure and hooking up and friends with benefits and that type of thing as well. So there's a lot of comprehensive knowledge in my documentary. The audience that I envision and have already been having is mainly high school seniors, college freshmen, educators, health professionals, mental health professionals, definitely counselors and people that are teaching courses on different types of awareness surrounding this, surrounding the issues of sexual assault and consent, and also parents. There's a lot of people that really, I would like to get this out on a national level.
And for the educational version of your film, those are the types of audiences you envision learning something from the film, starting conversations?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my research started academically. So I first took about 6 months to educate myself, at least, you know, as current at that time, what was available for people within academia as educators and what they already knew and what I could learn from them. So yes, my documentary has a lot of information in it. There's a lot of current statistical information in it as well. So yes, I definitely, you know, see this as a teaching tool and a conversation starter. I feel that it can alert students to kind of open up in a way that maybe they haven't before. A lot of this stuff surrounding the college hookup culture that has to do with sexual assault or consent or binge drinking is pretty shrouded in silence, in my opinion. At least it has been. I think this is a good way for breaking through the silence. I didn't really sugarcoat too much, Chad. I tried to really report as accurately and unbiasedly as I could just what I learned through my 3-year process of talking to students and interviewing everybody. So I really feel like this is a relatable educational piece for students, something that educators could use that would be a little bit more accessible, because it's not the teacher talking to them or the educator talking to them. It is students in my documentary talking to me, and I think the other students really relate to that. Hopefully it will start conversations that can be proactive and go from there.
So we have a clip from Spinning Game. Could you tell us a little bit about what we're about to hear?
The clips are a compilation of some of the more pointed conversations in the documentary, and I put them together in a way that kind of gives you a little flavor of what you might be hearing in the documentary. They're candid conversations, candid interviews. So hopefully this clip will just, you know, lead you into a little bit more curiosity about it.
What is hooking up?
Hooking up to me would be anything kissing and beyond.
Anything an older brother would not want you doing with his younger sister.
Kissing all the way up to sexual intercourse.
Hooking up, just going out, having a good time, finding, you know, a lovely lady, hopefully, you know. Hopefully they're good looking. You know, sometimes you gotta pick and choose, you know, but.
I'm looking for hookups.
I mean, when I think of hooking up, I think of like someone, like you go to a party and you meet someone and you go home with them and then you have sex and then you may or may not talk to them ever again.
It's like, why date and have just one? When you can have, like, you know, go, it's college, so people just try to have fun, so.
Why do you think so many people are doing it then? Drinking and hooking up.
Because it's what everyone else is doing. Because in a way, it's fun for a lot of people. It's fun to go out drinking. I think a lot of people feel like, oh, I'm in college. This is kind of what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, college is the time for sexual experimentation. Is this something that I'm going to feel good about tomorrow? Is this something that I really want to do? Do I feel pressured into it to impress my friends? Or am I hooking up with a guy because I want to feel attractive? Or am I doing it to get back at some guy who really screwed me over and I want to prove, like, hey, look what I can do? And if it's those reasons, then that's never going to be a fulfilling sexual experience and no one's going to feel good about those choices.
So what's at the root of all this acting out behavior on college campuses? The abusive drinking, the drug use, the sexual promiscuity?
My theory, yeah. It's all about self-esteem. I think it really comes down to a self-esteem problem. That people with high self-esteem, they don't act out sexually, they don't stay in unhealthy relationships, they don't abuse alcohol, they don't use drugs, they don't have time for that, they don't have a use for that. I really think that it's a self-esteem problem. And a lot of parents, they say, here, school, fix my kid. And then we have the school saying, hey, parents, why don't you go ahead and fix your kid? So these students are just being passed back and forth, no one's really taking responsibility to really help them out.
So what is the college hookup culture? Like, how do you define the college hookup culture? What does the film intend to talk about?
Well, I got my definition of the college hookup culture from the students. Even today, 3 years later, I continue to ask students when I speak on high school campuses and on college campuses, you know, what is your definition of hooking up, hookup culture? So I try to keep current with it. What I hear from most students is that the hookup culture is a culture of no strings attached sex, usually aided by alcohol as the social lubricant. That's the first part of it. And also the college hookup culture seems to, you know, be based on the fact that you may or may not enter into a relationship with this person before you hook up with them. You may never see them again after you hook up with them. So it's really not based on having long-term relationships.
As you talk to high schools, I wonder, do you find that their perception of the hookup culture is it based more on what they're seeing around them, like in their individual school, or do you think that it's influenced by the perception of college as well?
Well, it's very interesting. That's a good question. The high school hookup culture is very much there. It does not, you know, predicate so much on alcohol, although that's definitely present, but it is still there, and I don't think it has to do with what they know that they might or might not be faced with in college. Actually, the whole mentality of the no strings attached sex starts even younger. It starts in middle school, and so it's different in high school, only then there's probably not as much alcohol involved. But the same belief systems of sex first, maybe relationship afterwards, or not, usually not actually, is still there, and the girls in high school are still, you know, vying for attention from the guys, and guys are vying for attention from girls, but they're doing it with the straight-to-sex model, so it's still in high school, and I couldn't really speak to the whole motivation and root causes of all that, because I think it's very deeply embedded in our society and the world around us and technology and a whole bunch of things that probably need a lot more further study.
That's what we're all challenged to do in prevention work, is really to understand these root causes for things and which social norms are the ones that we need to change. Even identifying which norm You know, because the hookup culture is one thing, and then sexual violence as a product of the hookup culture,
yes.
Or as it relates to the hookup culture, is another thing.
Yes, that's true. I mean, there is a fine line there, and there's a lot of other reasons for sexual violence that don't have anything to do with hooking up
right.
at all. So you're right. Identifying the social norms is the constant challenge, but I think it is good to note that alcohol is the biggest piece of this hookup culture on college campuses that is a game changer. I mean, alcohol is a game changer, and you can't deny that, and you can't look away from that, because that is going to influence how your social relationships are within the hookup culture. That's just something that I really like to always talk about, to make sure that we don't leave alcohol abuse out of the conversation.
So I know for the film you also interviewed a lot of experts in the field of sexual violence prevention to get them to talk about the topic. Who were some of those experts, and what were some of the things that they said?
Yeah, I have a pretty broad range of experts in the film covering different subjects, but the one person that covers the sexual assault and consent issue is Dr. David Lezak, and he was gracious enough to grant me an interview for my documentary, and he talks in depth about non-consensual sex and the undetected rapist on campus and how that affects issues with consent. And students are pretty shocked, actually. That is what I would say. I mean, they have really not been educated knowing exactly what the consent laws might be in their state or exactly how their college might handle a situation of non-consensual sex and sexual assault. So I really feel that his addition to the documentary is of vital importance for every student and every parent, really, to see.
So for people who are doing prevention work around sexual violence and around violence on campuses, how do you envision them using your film, and how have you seen people use it thus far?
Well, a couple things. I have had a couple teachers in their classes use this to start groups, discussion groups, and to challenge the students to come up with their own way of discussing the hookup culture and bringing it up and bringing out issues, especially issues surrounding sexual assault and consent, which are issues that are difficult to bring up conversations about in a way that doesn't sound like you're talking down to the students. And so I feel like, you know, bringing this into the classroom and opening it up for conversation and to start groups and to start projects surrounding it is one way. That those are some examples that have been told to me as feedback from other people that I have talked to. And also students themselves have started their own groups. I know of one college sent me an email. Now, this is their title, so just let me say that. And some of the women in the group started a discussion group called Party Girls Speak Out. And so they were really thrilled. I mean, the teacher wrote me back and said, this is great. My young women in the class decided to do this on their own. And then another group of young men on campus in Boston, actually, wrote me and said that they had started their own, you know, activism group. You know, they took the video camera, went on campus, and they wanted to go discover their own version of what students would tell them as students, one student to another, about the hookup culture. And it was a group of men who were active towards ending violence towards women, and that was what they wanted to do.
Getting men to engage with you around the film was something that we talked about a little bit earlier as also something that was a challenging part of making the film. So could you talk a little bit about that as well?
One of the challenging parts for me with this film was getting men to come forward and speak honestly about their experiences with the hookup culture and their thoughts, potentially feelings about the hookup culture. When I first started interviewing people a few years ago, I did get a lot of responses from young men, and I had a lot of responses from young women who wanted to come and wanted to be interviewed for the documentary and wanted to speak up about this and kind of cut through this secrecy that has been there surrounding it. So that was great that I got such a great response, but when it came time to show up for the interview, I had a lot of people drop out, mostly guys. I did have some women drop out, too, and just not show up. But over the course of trying to get more in-depth interviews from young men, I had to give up, actually, because I had to get my film finished, and I couldn't you know, now I'd like to go back and get some guys and hopefully they would talk to me now. But at the time that I was making the film, I really couldn't get anybody to come forth and just speak firsthand to me. Now, I did have some guys that would come and talk about things they'd heard about or friends they'd heard about, and that was most of the students. But it was a little frustrating because my documentary has a lot of women talking about this and not as many guys, and I definitely would have liked to have had more guys.
Well, it sounds like there might be a part two in the works.
Oh, there is a part two in my mind for sure. And yes, I actually have some plans for that, so I'm glad you brought that up. I'm probably going to give a camera to a young male college student, and I'm probably going to have him go interview other guys instead of me and see what I can get on camera. I think that would be the way to do it.
So how can people learn more about your film, and how can people get a copy?
Okay, I have a website, and I'm going to be selling my DVDs starting March 22nd. My DVDs will be for sale on my website, and my website is collegehookupculture.com. And it's spelled just like it sounds, collegehookupculture.com. And my contact information is on there, and a lot more information is actually on there. They can find out more about my film and what I'm up to, because I do speaking engagements as well. So that's all on there, and I welcome people to contact me with ideas and thoughts and feedback. I feel like I'm always learning in this process, and I feel like I would welcome, you know, new thoughts and new ideas.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us about your film, and I'm looking forward to seeing it and to hearing people talking about the college hookup culture.
Great. Thank you so much, Chad.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CALCASA.org.